Turn again, O God, and quicken us. Make a clean heart, O God. Give us again the joy of your help. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. The reading today is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 to 30, and you find in the page 1178. Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 to 30. Page 1178. And it's life worth it of the gospel. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved. And that by God, for it has been granted to you on the behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. And this passage reminds me that my life is meant to reflect something bigger than myself. The phrase, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel, challenges me to think about how my daily actions, attitudes, and choices line up with faith. It's not just what I believe internally, but how that my belief is visible to others, especially when life gets hard. Standing firm in one spirit makes me realize that faith isn't meant to be lived alone. I need others, and together we can encourage one another to stay strong. At the same time, the idea of not being frightened by opposition speaks deeply to me. Fear, it's my first response when I feel judged or challenge. Yet, this passage reminds me that faith calls for boldness, not because I'm strong on my own, but because my confidence comes from God. On Wednesday morning, I got the really bad news. My wee granny died. And I speak about her because she was one of the most faithful servants of God. She was the most Christian person I met in my life. Every time when we were going to see her, she always was reading to us from the Bible and give to each one of us a verse from the Bible. She had 14 kids and lots of grandchildren, so many verses to everyone. Every time when we were going to see her, she loved God so, so, so much. And she died at 87. All 87 years, she'd been faithful servant to God. She's one of the most amazing, caring, She was one of the most amazing, caring, and so lovely woman to everyone. Didn't matter how challenge she had in her life, she never turned her face to God. She always was keep telling me, "Karina, you are the most precious gift from God, and you are example for everyone. No, Granny, you've been example for every one of us. Granny, I love you." For the next moment, I want to choose one of my favorite Granny song, but I can't translate it. It's taken me a while to translate for it. So I choose another Romanian song, and it's translated in English, so you'll understand what it's about. And let's have a moment to think of our dear ones, our parents, our grandparents, our friends, our family. And I make a challenge to you. Send to the loved one a message, "I love you, and I'm thinking of you," while they still are alive. It's a really nice thing to do whenever you have time. But yeah, let's hear the song and let's meditate what we heard today.